98.1 KZE. It's 6 minutes after four. With me in the studio, it's Billy Keene. He plays with the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow as well as his own material. Whiskey Treaty Roadshow coming to the Egremont Barn in Egremont, Mass. This Friday, July 21st, 7:30. Here's Billy Keene from the Red Hook Studios.
Try to tell you all night long, it's hard to find the words to say. Yeah, did they all fall out of my broken heart? Love comes easy as I see you smile, sunshine down on the ocean eyes. Place at a time, but a wrong time to start. Remember when I learned your name, a Berkshire evening in the summer rain. Yeah, cigarettes under the apple tree. Still see you dancing in the breeze, love. Your body brings me right down to my knees. But now you're gone too soon, you're headed for that train. Well, may you find what you're after, and may I see you again. Yeah. Oh, act out the scene, two of us in love. I tried to feed you with my fumbling hand. But you wrap me up in your loving arms. I swear I felt it in a moment past. Our lives together saw it in a flash. Now you're gone too soon, you're headed for that train. Well, may your journey fulfill you, and may I see you again. If you
98.1 KZE. Billy Keen is my guest. He's playing on Friday night at the Egremont Barn as part of the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow. Billy, thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's really great to be here.
That was beautiful.
Hey, thanks.
Was that one of yours or was that a Whiskey Treaty song?
That was one of mine. That's going to be off the new record out in September. And frankly, it's because I sound checked it. It was the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah. Finally, someone gets me. We just fly by the seat of our pants.
That's
here.
I could tell. I walked in here. I was like, yeah, we're going to fly. That's what
yep,
it's going to be.
That's what we do. Does the album have a name yet?
It does. So the Whiskey Treaty record, which I'm really here to talk about, is a live album we recorded at the Egremont Barn. And I noticed you had one of their ads come up earlier, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah, they're great. That's like kind of my hometown venue. Late Night Laid Back and Live at the Egremont Barn is the name of
good
that whiskey treat. Yeah, thanks. It's actually one of the singles off of that record. And it's fun to put together. The Whiskey Treat is a collaborative group.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm on the road a lot of the time, just with my solo project. So getting to do that together with those Whiskey Treaty fellows, including Chris Miranda, who you brought up, but also with Tori, Greg, and Dave. It was fantastic. So hopefully people can join us.
Yeah. How long has the Whiskey Treaty project been going on? How did you all find each other?
Great question. I guess we're working up on 10 years. I think it's been about 9 years now. And it started at a festival that Tori's wife had put together in Greenfield, kind of a small Western Massachusetts festival. We were all fronting our own bands, as we still do now. And we just started doing shows together as a group of singer-songwriters. I think we were down at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn, and I thought, you know, we should just take this on the road a little bit, tour it, see what happens. And initially, I think we'd talked about something more like a vaudevillian act. One of the first tours we did had a magician that would perform during the set break, which was a lot of fun. But since then, it's transitioned into what it is now, where we'll do a few dozen shows throughout the year, kind of between our own solo tours, and it's a little bit like coming back home, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little sad that you lost the magician.
You know what? We should bring that back. At this point, there's so much material, it's hard to fit everything in, but there's nothing like somebody pulling a rabbit out of a hat, like metaphorically and literally during a set break to kind of keep the audience engaged.
But I guess, the word roadshow implies like a roadshow, like not just music, but more. So I don't know, maybe at Indeed. Some point somebody will train a poodle to jump through a hoop.
I mean, hey, I'm sure they've got him trained. We'll just bring him into the act. I love that idea. It's kind of fun. Reminds me of like the 1910s or something with people spinning stuff around like plates. I don't know why that image comes to mind.
I think we need to go back to that.
I agree.
I think we've lost the purity of that kind of entertainment. And I think, you know, if you had like, okay, I'm just spitballing here, but what if you had a Whiskey Treaty Roadshow show where there were no phones allowed, no filming, no TikToks, but just like a whole variety show act, but you had to come and be there to actually see it. You couldn't just see it on your phone.
Speaking my language. I love that idea. There's something. So I do a lot of live recordings, as this happens to be a live recording with the Whiskey Treaty. I also do a bunch on my own because of that exact reason. There's something very special about knowing that you're getting exactly, the experience includes the timeliness of it.
Yeah.
And it includes the proximity to it, right? And there's a certain distance that we develop and we kind of begin to ignore that, I think, when we're constantly viewing things secondhand. Though, of course, it's a beautiful thing to be able to engage folks who couldn't be there in person.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Put the phones away. I saw a Jack White show forever ago where they made us put our phones inside these little, like, locked cases.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good thing.
I don't hate that, you know, and I agree. Like, I think there's a lot to be said for, being able to go and look up an artist that you love and see them play live. But I just think we should pick and choose a little bit, you know? Like, you have times when you're recording video and you're sharing it with everybody. And maybe there's times where it's like, no, this is special. This is just for the people who are here.
I completely agree. I think it also lends itself into the conversation of curation, which is why, and I'm not just tooting your horn here, but why what you guys do is so important, and we were talking a little bit briefly about being able to select your own music, is like curation is something that I find becomes more and more relevant the more content is out there.
Mm.
It's like we're being, there's so much content, and there's so much amazing content too, but to curate and to have a curated selection is kind of crucial, I think, to sort of recognizing and distinguishing between what you appreciate, what speaks to you, what you don't, you know, all these sorts of things. And being able to generate that through that live show experience also is kind of an important thing. Wow, we're just diving in, my friend. This is great.
This is delightful. I think you're my first No. Yeah, you're my first in-person interview since I've been back from vacation, so I'm fresh right now.
All right.
Maybe that's what it is.
Well, let's get. I'm into it. What else you got? What other philosophical notions you want to discuss here?
Well, centering the conversation around the Egremont Barn and the show on Friday, let's talk about the Berkshires music scene. We were talking about that a little bit off mic. Did you grow up in the Berkshires?
I certainly did not. No, I grew up. I mean, I'm still growing up. In Connecticut is where I was raised, though I moved around a whole ton. I got to the Berkshires from Louisiana, where I was working as a deep sea diver for a few years. And I got to the Berkshires because of some particular musicians there, and stayed less because of the music scene, which is, you know, but more because of the amazing place that it is.
It's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah,
it sure is. I hadn't been to the Berkshires in a long time, and then last fall, like in the peak of autumn, I met up with my friend for a hike in the Berkshires, and I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I think, like, I live in the Catskills, like, I know what beautiful mountains are, and I do, but there's something different about the Berkshires.
There is something different about it indeed, and I, you know, I think a lot of folks have their own various descriptions as to what that difference is. Some people will even talk about you know, like a gravitational center of some variety, like an energetic thing. And I don't discount that at all. You can kind of feel something along those lines when you go there. There's also this incredibly diverse and rich culture and arts community, though it's a bit disparate. You know, it's funny. If you're in central Berkshires, you may never come across people from, say, southern Berkshires or northern Berkshires. It's kind of this funny pocketed system. But the Egremont Barn in particular is a place where people gather. It's my home turf. When I'm not touring, I'll stop by to see Jenny and Nick and just catch some live music, because they have this amazing, curated booking. Yeah. Jenny does the booking there, and she's got this great variety of acts. And they definitely bring in some local folks, but usually it's nationally touring acts that are looking for a spot in that neck of the woods, and it's so fantastic. I don't know if you get out there or not.
I haven't yet. I really want to, but I live
on
the other side of the river. I'm actually going to Connecticut on Friday.
All right.
Having dinner with a friend for the first time in a long time. Otherwise, I genuinely would.
I'm sure. There's plenty of opportunity. They get lots of stuff, but you know, the Whiskey Treaty doing this record there was a beautiful thing. Because of the fact that they're so hospitable, the space itself, in my experience, recording or writing, the environment within which you do that is pretty crucial.
Yeah.
It bleeds in and out, so to speak. And so writing in that space and recording that space was a lot of fun. But there's also just, like, again, it's like an energetic warmth. And there's, like, no service, by the way. So phone or otherwise, you ain't getting much out of there.
Love that.
Yeah, it's pretty constrained. But it's a great spot. It's definitely my local joint for sure.
Sounds good.
Oh man, it sounds great. It's kind of a minimal sound system, which I certainly prefer. Adam, who's running sound there now, and Anthony, who used to do it, they are so well finely tuned to that particular space. So, you're not getting blasted out. You're able to hear the nuance of what people are doing. So if I'm doing, I'll be there on the 28th or 29th or something like that, doing exactly this, just like the acoustic and the vocals, and it fills the space in this amazing way. So it's wonderful. You could probably pack, I don't know, 150 people in there if you really jammed them in, but even like 75 people feels good, you know? It's one of those spaces.
Yeah. We're talking about the Egremont Barn. Billy Keene is my guest. He's playing with the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow this Friday at the Egremont Barn, 7:30 p.m. Who else is? Give us the quick rundown of who else is in the band.
I'd love to. Yeah, we were talking about Chris Miranda, who is, you mentioned Mike Miranda. That's Mike's younger brother is Chris. And Chris is a bit of a hero of mine. He, when I first moved to the Berkshires from Louisiana, the first show I played was opening up for Chris. And, you know, he's a prolific and powerful songwriter. His voice is enormous. His range is enormous. His ability to create nuanced space with his vocals is amazing. So there's Chris. Greg Smith is a legendary lead guitar player and songwriter. He's based in kind of like the Buckland area or Coleraine or one of those towns in Central Mass. He's with us. Tori Hanna is one of my best friends for a long time. He'll write usually on the guitar, but he plays some horn with us.
Oh,
he plays some mandolin with us, kind of a multi-instrumentalist. And David Tanklevsky, who, again, a songwriter, a beautiful songwriter. He also happens to tour with my project, Billy Keen and the Waking Dream. So David and I spent a lot of time in the tour van together. He was again one of the original founders of the band. So it's the five of us, and we'll have a rhythm section. So it's a lot of people on stage,
and five songwriters, five singer-songwriters, all comfortable being front men.
Indeed. And here's the fun thing about it: it's like a break. Being a front man is an honor. A front person is an honor. And when I refer to it, usually I say, you know, I'm the singer for this band, because it's such an oddly old fashioned thing to be like, yeah, this is my drummer, this is my bass player.
Sure.
In any case, we're able to kind of own that humility in a really fun way with the Whiskey Treaty, because if I'm touring 150 dates out of the year as a front person, I get to play a couple handfuls of shows with the Whiskey Treaty in which I'm playing rhythm guitar and singing harmonies for other people's songs. It's like a breath of fresh air. It lends a whole huge range of songwriting genre as well. The sounds are different. It's an interesting thing. As David usually puts it, it's kind of a miracle that we've been able to stay together for so long with there being, you know, no animosity that I can think of. We've never had like one of those kind of like classic, you know, breakdown moments, which has happened in other projects. So I'm not entirely sure how it works. I don't know how gravity works either. I just kind of assume that it will. So
the vibes sound immaculate. It sounds like just a really good time. People who like each other and like playing together. And I have tons of experience playing together, so I'm sure it's like smooth and fun and something different every time.
Yeah, it's always fun. Smooth, it comes and goes, you know, but it's definitely, it's a blessing. I feel really honored to play with those guys, and I'm glad that we have some projects. But Chris Miranda brainstormed and produced this whole project, by the way, which again was relieving. The rest of us kind of just got to show up and do our thing.
Yeah, remind me once again, when's the new Whiskey Treaty record coming?
This Friday.
This Friday. This is the release show.
Indeed. So we're at the Egremont Barn as a special release show, and then on Saturday we're hosting a festival.
Oh, rad.
So we'll all be doing solo sets at that festival. The Mammals will play, and then Whiskey Treaty closes the night. So this show at the Egremont Barn is like a prequel to that. And it's like a homecoming in a lot of ways, because there were people at the Egremont Barn for the shows when we recorded it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of those people are coming back. It's, like I said earlier, it's like coming home all the time. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't yet been to the Egremont Barn, this sounds like the one to go see. And if you're already a regular, you probably already know about it and you're going to be there already. But we are going to actually give away a pair of tickets after this interview. So if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, I want to go to this, you're going to have a chance. In fact, I got two pairs of tickets, so I guess I'll take two callers. Billy Keen, thank you so much for being here.
It's so fun.
Yeah, this is awesome. You got one more song for us?
Heck yeah. I'll play one off that record. It seems fitting. This song's called Gave Away. I had written the majority of it thinking of the Whiskey Treaty, so hopefully it comes through just as me on the solo here. I can feel the sun, rising up over a distant plain. The new world begun. I can't tell you what's been different, but I know it ain't the same. All those colors run. Reds and blues and yellows over an endless sky. Higher and higher they're gone. And I'll know I get to heaven when I seen it in your eyes. And I know I get to heaven when I seen it in your eyes. Come and take my arm, take my heart and hold it with you. Try to keep it safe from harm, but my heart is strong. And I know I got to heaven, cause we've been there all along. And I know I got to heaven, cause I've been there all along. So long, down and out. Well, I was lost so many days, but lately I've been figuring it out. It's not what you get, it's what you gave away.
so many days are gone. It happens fast before you realize, but there's nothing left undone. And I know I got to heaven when I seen it in your eyes. Yeah, I know I got to heaven when I seen it in your eyes. So long down and out. Well, I was lost so many days. What you get, it's what you gave. It's not what you get, it's what you gave away. Gave away. La da 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 la da da.
KZE. Billy Keene is my guest. Whiskey Treaty Roadshow playing on Friday, the 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Egremont Barn. Album release show. What's the album? Late Night?
Yeah, Late Night, Laid Back, and Live at the Egremont Barn.
Was it recorded late night?
Well, indeed, most things are. That one was too. And one of the tracks is called Late Night, Laid Back.
Right.
That's
on.
That's where that comes from.
So if you want to be at this show, give me a call right now, 866-393-9810. I'm going to take two callers, so hang on the line if you get the busy signal, 866-393-9810, to be there at the Egremont Barn this Friday for the Whiskey Treaty Roadshow's album release show. Billy Keene, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, man, you're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having me.
We got your community bulletin board. Call me now for tickets.